bless your name this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Oh Lord, we worship you this morning. Father, we exalt you this day. We exalt you for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the light that you have given unto us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the light that shines in darkness and darkness cannot overcome. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory that you have given unto us, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness. Lord, we worship you. We bow before you, Lord, for the gift of another day. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for all that is happening around us. We give glory unto you, Lord, for all that you have done, Lord, for that which you are going to do. We honor you. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We bow before you, Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. We say you are God, you are not a man. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will show us your goodness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of June 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his kindness. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I sanctify this day. I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. I declare no evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that I take delivery of God's provision for me today in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every evil agenda of the enemy concerning my life. I cancel every evil expression concerning my day in the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon my life. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I speak favor into existence in my life in the name of Jesus. I cancel every satanic agenda over my life. You are frustrated in the name of Jesus. I stand on his word. I promote the agenda of grace, the agenda of mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Every demonic conspiracy around my day, you are frustrated, you are canceled. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me this day, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. I carry the breath of life in me. Whatsoever I hold, whatsoever I touch, comes back to life. Nothing dies in my hand in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever I lay my hands upon, prosper. Even though it is dead, comes back to life in the name of Jesus. I lay my hand upon you this day. I speak life into you in the name of Jesus. I speak blessing. I speak favor into you in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of grace upon you this day in the name of Jesus. Every minute, every second, minute and hour of this day, you produce the evidence of God's mercy, God's blessing for me in the name of Jesus. This day, I receive supernatural help in the name of Jesus. I receive help in scarcity in the name of Jesus. This day, you align with the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I am not confused. Oh, I am not confused, for I am led by the Spirit of the Lord. I bind every spirit of error in the name of Jesus. I will not fall into error. I will not fall into perversion. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord orders my step. I will not walk into another man's trap. I will not walk into another man's error. I will not walk into another man's accident in the name of Jesus. My gate of blessing of this day is opened. In the name of Jesus, I possess the gates of this day. In the name of Jesus, I open the floodgates of blessings from the Lord unto my day, upon my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the glory of the Lord is upon me. As I go today, the presence of the Lord goes with me. The presence of the Lord go before me as a shield and a defense. The presence of the Lord becomes my protection. Oh, the glory of the Lord is upon me, becomes my covering, and the fire of Holy Ghost becomes my defense in the name of Jesus. Today, I go in the name of the Lord. I go in the supernatural strength of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Any gathering that is not of God concerning my life, you are scattered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice and I want us to pray for those that are still in the den of the wicked, that by the mercy of the Lord, they be delivered. The mercy of the Lord will bring them out in the name of Jesus, that the Lord would defeat the wickedness of men in the name of Jesus. Father, we call upon you. We ask for mercy over these children and their teachers. We ask, O Lord, that you intervene in the name of Jesus. You will strengthen the hands of men that you, the Lord, will use in the name of Jesus. Your mercy will speak over them, that this one, they will not be a symbol of cruelty and wickedness in this state, in this nation, in the name of Jesus, that your mercy will speak over them. Your mercy will speak for them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, I've been making this announcement, and I want to bring it to your remembrance today that by the grace of God, our time of refreshing program is going to come up this week, Thursday, by the grace of God, on the 25th of this month. This week, Thursday, by 12 noon. The theme for the program is Be Still. I want to specially invite you to come and enjoy the grace of God with us on Thursday by the grace of God. The program, once again, is going to start by 12 noon. It's between 12 and 2 p.m. at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. And that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudu Junction, Sango Eleeli Road, in Ibadan. The Lord bless you. I would love to see you there on Thursday. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped on Saturday. You know, we've been talking about Be Still. Our theme for the month is taken from two portions of the scripture, Psalm 46 verse 10 and Mark chapter 4 verse 39. Psalm 46 verse 10, the scripture says, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And by the grace of God, we've been speaking about different level of stillness, what this word means to us, what it means to you, what it means to your Christian life as a believer. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. I told us in this same last week, I think it was last week, that there is a knowing in your stillness. There is a powerful knowing in your stillness, a knowing that is beyond the knowledge of men, that is beyond the comprehension, the comprehensible capacity of men. To them, talking about stillness is foolishness. But to you, stillness is standing with God. Stillness is standing with and in God in faith. Let me say it again. To the people of the world, when you speak about stillness, to them it is foolishness, because no man stands and make progress. Progress is believed to be when you are moving. But as far as you are concerned, as the people of the kingdom, there is always a time for you to stand still and come to a certainty of knowing. Come to two levels of things there, certainty and alignment. Because in your knowing, in your stillness, there is a knowing that is born in you. To them, it is foolishness. But to you, stillness is standing with God in faith. You are standing in God, with God in faith, with certainty and alignment. You are standing still by instruction, with a certain assurance and in alignment to the will of God for your life. I said it's a knowing. Knowing with the assurance that in your stillness, something new is birthed in you. In your stillness, something new is birthed in you, for you, and through you. There is a knowing that in this my period of standing still, God is bringing something new out of me. God is taking me through the process of birthing something great. Purpose is birthed in the place of stillness. Purpose is discovered, is developed. You get guideline for your purpose. You receive all this in the place of stillness. By the grace of God, I think it was on Friday when Mama took the podcast when she was talking about stillness. She made some profound statements. If you have not listened to it, I want you to go back and listen to the podcast of Friday. I want you to listen to it very well. She said some things that are very profound. She gave us the example of a pregnant woman. She gave example of the internal environment of the baby in the womb. When the environment is in chaos, the baby is frantic, jumping up and down, not developing. You see frantic movement everywhere because the inside is chaotic. The baby is not developing. But when there is stillness, the baby is happy. The baby is developing. There is a small steady movement. There is a growth that is happening around. It does not matter the number of days the baby is inside. If there is no stillness, the quietness that is needed is not given to the baby while in the womb, the baby will not develop. One of the profound statements that she said in passing on Friday is that stillness is the spiritual womb where your purpose is formed, where purpose is put together. One of the things that she said, many of us, we want delivery, but we don't want to go through the gestation period. We want the platform, but we don't want to go through preparation. You want to be like this one, you want to be like that one, but you don't want to go through what they went through to get to the place where they are. You want to see the bouncing baby boy or girl, but you want to jump the gestation period. It is never done. Many of us want delivery, but you don't want to go through the process. It is never done. Beloved, I want you to understand this. Many of us, we carry in us a divine mandate, a divine assignment in them, and they will never bring it to full delivery. Many carry around a divine mandate, divine assignment in them, and never bring it to full delivery. For you to deliver the greatness and the mandate of God upon your life, you have to be still, for in your stillness, a new you is birthed. In your stillness, you deliver the purpose of God for you for that particular season. Align yourself with His word for your life. Be still and come to the knowing that He is God. He is God. Now, one of these things that I was able to derive from what she taught us on Friday was that stillness is the place of birth, to give birth to the divine purpose that is inside you, the place where your calling will develop, a place where you align yourself with God, a place where you align yourself with the purpose of God upon your life. Stillness is the place of birth. It's a place where you give birth to the greatness that God has designed for you. Stillness is not delay. It's the place where you deliver that which God has designed for you. Beloved, I want you to understand this as I round up. Stillness is not delay. Stillness is not punishment. You may think others will run past you in your time of stillness. No, that is not your business. Don't mistake the movements of others for progress. I said this last week, that do not mistake movement for progress. For some of the people that has gone beyond you, that you think they are going ahead of you, they are just moving without direction to no destination. In your stillness, there is certainty. In your stillness, you align yourself with the purpose of God for your life. You receive strength to cover. By the time you are coming out of your period of stillness, by the time He gives you the go ahead to move, you receive strength to cover beyond their distance. It does not matter how many years that they have gone ahead of you. By the time you have given birth to the purpose of God upon your life, in the place of your stillness, you cover the distance. Beloved, be still and know that I am God. Just be sure that in your season of stillness, you have this certainty in you that I know that my Redeemer lives. In this your time of stillness, you come with this certainty that the Lord who has begun this wonderful works in my life is able to bring it to conclusion. You align yourself with the word of the Lord. You develop your faith as you go through your period of stillness. And how do you develop your faith? The scripture says faith comes by hearing, and by hearing of the word of the Lord. Feed on the word of the Lord. You know, thank God for the example of the pregnant woman that was given to us on Friday. There are things that a pregnant woman needs to feed on to nourish the baby inside the womb, not just for the baby alone, but to give the mother strength as well. Feed extensively on the word of the Lord so that you will grow in that your season of stillness. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. As you go today, the hand of the Lord is upon you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. Oh, the Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord show you favor. The Lord send help unto you this season. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.